AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump is blaming diversity initiatives for undermining air safety. He's also questioning the actions of a U.S. Army helicopter pilot involved in the mid-air collision with a commercial airliner. 67 people are believed to have died in the crash last night, which occurred when a flight from Wichita, Kansas, was landing at Reagan National Airport. NTSB member Todd Inman says investigators do not know yet what happened.
We don't know what we know just yet. We do not know enough facts to be able to rule in or out human factor, mechanical factors. That is part of the NTSB investigative process.
First responders have been working to recover bodies from the Potomac River. Aviation expert Alan Deal says Reagan National is a very busy airport.
Controllers who work that airport are particularly, they're selected because they are good. But still, we need to look at things like fatigue on the part of controllers, the manning levels in the towers.
The FAA has joined the NTSB, which is leading the investigation. The Department of Justice is blocking a tech buyout.
The Justice Department is suing to block a $14 billion Juniper buyout by Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. U.S. government regulators sued to block Hewlett-Packard Enterprise's multi-billion dollar acquisition of rival Juniper Networks, saying the combination would eliminate competition, raise prices, and reduce innovation. The Justice Department's complaint alleges that Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, under increased competitive pressure from the fast-rising Juniper, was forced to discount products and services and invest more in its innovation. The DOJ's intervention comes as somewhat of a surprise. Most experts predicted a second Trump administration to ease up on antitrust enforcement. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
This is AP News. A much-needed UN agency for Palestinians is closing.
On Thursday, laws passed by Israel in October come into effect, banning the UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency, known as UNRWA, from Israeli territory. The move has raised fears of a shutdown of its schools, medical facilities, and other services to some 80,000 Palestinians in East Jerusalem, and possibly millions more in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, where UNRWA is the biggest provider of aid. UNRWA spokesperson Jonathan Fowler.
Without UNRWA being able to operate, there's a very real risk of the humanitarian operation collapse.
The deputy mayor of Jerusalem, Ariel King, and right-wing activists celebrated its closure. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his far-right allies say the United Nations agency is deeply infiltrated by Hamas, a claim that UNRWA rejects. I'm Karen Chemas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.